want you to understand that we talked about this in the morning Bible study, but since very few of you come to the morning Bible study, thank God. It's the waste product of men that God uses to create spirit. And that's a hard one. The primary chemical or primary thing that plants need, which is always the great spiritual types or the is carbon dioxide. And that's what the waste material from your breath. When you breathe in oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide. When you have any of the excrements, either solid or liquid, that's what the plant life needs to grow. When you have any of, there's nothing that you can see on your body that is alive. Everything that you can see on your physical body is dead. The spiritual type of what soil, the thing that grows out of the soil, being the spiritual, has to require that the body, its waste or its death, is necessary for its growth, for the spirit's growth. Now you've got to see this, otherwise you will never be able to understand how you can glory in tribulation. You'll never be able to understand how you can not think suffering is strange. You'll never be able to understand that depression is the trial of your faith. You'll always be trying to fix the wounded child or some other horseshit. You'll always try some psychobabble and think that suffering is strange. And therefore, it's the evidence that you believe another gospel. Now that's why you have to see this. And then pretty soon you come to the point where you don't even consider it. It doesn't matter. That's why universally, if anybody has the slightest hint of spiritual understanding, when you see an old woman or an old man and they're trying to glob on the makeup and you know, do all of the tricks, it makes you universally sick to your stomach because it's such a spiritual abomination. That's why it's time to see the tribulation and weakness and failure are the things that God uses to create his kingdom. But there's also a time, and it can be right now, in which you don't have to give that any breath anymore. It doesn't matter whether you're depressed, whether you feel bad, whether you're tempted to think about yourself, whether you're in pain, whether you're suffering, whether you're not suffering, none of those things become something that you can automatically just abandon. More than abandon, you can glory in them because you have the same mind of Christ. You see the same things that God does. It's always that way. It will always be that way. Right now is the best you will ever be from now on. I mean, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your physical condition, whether it's your health, whether it's your intellect, everything from this point forward for the rest of your life is going downhill. Well, you can be like these other caricatures that everybody says, oh, isn't it great you got these 85-year-old men going to college? Oh, isn't that great they're learning while they're that old? That's just stupid. Well, it's silly. It's just like old women having on tons of makeup. Oh, I'm learning. Yeah, you're learning just before you die. What good does it do, you dumb fuck?
So there.
Oh, let's have community education. Let's have old farts go learn how to be nuclear physicists. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Oh, let's have Mary Kay classes for the old folks home. And they do. Mary Kay makes a fortune nationally off old folks home.
What a gig.
You're dying, get it? You're growing old. You're losing your hair. You can spend a fortune on Rogaine, you're still going to lose your hair.
I'm not doing that. Does the marriage, maybe there's something here, does the marriage have to,
as long as you, it has to,
flesh.
Goes right down the tubes.
After
the flesh. Right down the tubes. I told you that before you got married.
I know, but there's a flip side to it.
Well, if you abandon yourself, then every day is
new.
But if you take thought for it, you're just going to, your dick's going to get soft, nothing's going to go right. You're gonna get your manhood is gonna be threatened.
Out of here.
Yeah. My spear will survive.
You can search all day for your woolly spear and you won't find it. Every woman's tits are gonna sag in here right down to her navel. It's gonna happen.
You have to roll them up.
Your little butt is gonna just sag right down, so it looks like you have no ass at all. Your hair is gonna get gray. It's gonna fall out. You're going to get candida all over the place.
You get the athlete's foot more often, probably.
You're going to have vaginal yeast up the yin yang.
If you're a woman,
not if you're a man.
Well, there's no telling what you're going to have.
Vaginal yeast up the yin yang.
My point is, do you understand? Face it. I mean, can we get that? Can we just. As Joe Baba said, do I have to tell you again? Can you see why vanity is so stupid? Oh, look at me. Do you ever notice when somebody's in a bad mood, they need attaboys to even be able to survive? The outer man is perishing. Get it? You're dying. Everything you can see on you is already dead. Inner man is renewed day by day. We look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen, eternal. You want to look at the temporal things? You want to look at the things seen and felt and touched and experienced? You know, how you physically or mentally feel? Well, you might as well just go be a Gentile.